Two people who know a little bit about a lot of things. You have a question, they have an answer. It's the Know-It-Alls.
We got another letter, didn't we, Steve?
Dear Tawny and Steve,
yep.
I was on vacation recently by the beach.
Oh, lovely.
It was lovely. That's what she said.
It was lovely.
Why is there high and low tide?
Ooh.
That comes to us from Louise Hampson from Hartwell, Georgia. I don't know when each one happens, but
it's not important.
The water comes up and it goes down.
Sure, yeah,
it's
basically.
It. And
now, why is that?
Well,
we know.
To my experience,
yeah,
I've been to a lot of all-inclusive resorts, and I believe the resort, so that they can tidy up the beach.
That's right.
They push.
That's what I was going to say.
They turn the filters off and the drains, and they pull the tide down, and they clean up the beach and shovel away the shells that might hurt people's feet.
That's right.
And then when that's they do it at night.
Well, it's a maintenance thing.
Yeah, it's a maintenance thing when you're not looking.
Yeah.
They clean it all up, and then it's all ready for you the next day.
Yeah, I mean, it is so so conceited of us here, our small pea brains, to think that you just find the ocean like that
when you go on vacation. You
morning.
Do take a lot for granted.
Yeah,
you
really
think,
hey, do.
How did that that fruit appear on the table? Well, yeah. Someone actually did it. One
That's
of the
right.
the people at the hotel, when you weren't looking, they put a big bowl of fruit on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Why does everyone at this resort smile so gosh darn much? Well, it's because they're incredibly well paid, and so they look happy while they're cleaning your rooms, and they make your towels into swans and stuff like that because they're making a very lucrative living.
They get to live in fantastic weather.
Oh.
And imagine living right by the beach all year round.
Come
and having
on.
A great job while paying.
Like cleaning up the beach when the, like, turning
when
off the water.
When the water goes down.
Yeah.
Well, I think in that case, it's a bit of a pride thing. They're just proud of their beach and they want it to be nice. So they go down there in the middle of the night and sweep up the shells. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll take those shells and then they'll make even more money by selling them to the stores, and the stores will sell the shells.
As well they should, because those shells were found on their beach.
Exactly.
That's their birthright. You
yes.
know? You got to make a buck off where you come from.
Exactly.
If anyone's listening, you know, like if there's anything indigenous to your area that you think you'd make a buck off of, I'm urging you to do it.
Just take whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just pull, you know, if there's some resource, just dig down, grab it, and sell it to the highest bidder.
That's what Steve and I are doing. Essentially, because our real estate is knowledge, and we are parceling it out to you and making quite a tidy living off
it. A very healthy living.
Aren't
yes.
we? Yes,
yes,
we are. You're welcome, world.
I'm going to buy a cigarette boat.
What's that?
I don't know why they call it a cigarette boat.
I don't know why you would.
You don't smoke it. You drive in it really fast.
Oh.
This has been another edition of the Know-It-Alls.